英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hi everyone. So in our last session, we talked about how communications is both skill and art.
在上一期的节目里，我们谈及到了语言表达和跟别人沟通，这既是一门技术，也是一门艺术。
Specifically, Jialin discussed conversing with his client during a photography session.
我们的例子是由嘉伦提供的。我们讲到了他在拍照的时候和他的 client, 客户用到的几句话。
Do you remember? Let's continue where we left off.
就我突然觉得这种思维会让你变得很 gentle.
Yes, yes. 这个很重要。其实是一种 dialogue。你们之间是在沟通，你在照顾他，然后他再把你所说的话展示出来吧。所以 come back a little bit， 这样你告诉他你想要的效果，他也能给你做出来。要不然你光说，有点过分，就有点。
那我该怎么做？是不是啊？我一下懂了。
Come back a little bit 这句话能够用的地方能够很多。
嗯。那这回我学会了，明天正好我还有一场，那我明天赶紧去用一下这句吧。
好，
Come back a little bit.
Come back a little bit.
Come back a little bit.
对，或者是他如果有些动作做得太夸张了，你可以说一句 Not so much. Not so much 就是不是那么多。Turn a little bit, not so much. Not so much、这个还是可以接受的，因为修饰 much 的那个词是 so. Not so much 不是那么多，这个就比 that's too much感觉就不一样 or that's too much 就觉得哦、too much
对 too 是有表示讨厌不喜欢的意思
对 too 有点负面、
so、的话其实没有这么的
对 not so much
that's too hot you are too beautiful 是不是就很奇怪好像听起来
对
you are so beautiful 就很
you're so beautiful yeah、you're too beautiful 给人的感觉就好像觉得这也是错的吗 like 我这也错了吗 really is this bad? When you say something, it's too much. 给人的感觉就是、it's just too much. It's too extra. 一般形容某些人 extra, 就是他太夸张了。
嗯、
Excessive 一般不会用在口语里那么多，一般都会说 extra, 因为更简单一点嘛。
Extra.
对。
Extra. E-X-T-R-A. Extra. So it's important to take note here.That describing someone as extra shouldn't be taken so literally. Because it doesn't mean that someone is an extra person. It means that they're too dramatic, too over the top, they're too much. This is becoming increasingly popular in pop culture. So if you pay attention, you probably have heard of this a lot. 在这里需要注意了。Extra 虽然是指多余的东西或者是多余的人。但是他在修饰人的时候可不是说那个人是多余的。如果是这样的书面翻译那么就理解错了。Extra 当他用来形容人的时候某某 so extra。他是在形容这个人太夸张 too dramatic, 戏太多了太做作了。用 extra 来修饰人也是近几年来才流行起来的。So next time when you hear someone is so extra, you'll know to tread lightly, because things could get dramatic.
某某比较 extra 就是他太夸张了、
嗯、
excessive 比较书面一点
比如说过度的开垦过度的使用这样子的
有点浪费的感觉、
啊
excessive E-X-C-E-S-S-I-V-E excessive So excessive is another way of describing something as too much extremeExcessive 是另外一个用来形容极度的、过度的、过分的、过多的这么一个单词，在口语里也会用到，但是大多数的时候，我们是从书面上看到这个单词的。Excessive and extra still carry different tones. Excessive is basically too much. Excessive 基本上就是 too much, 过度的、极度的，所以它跟 extra 的语气和意思还是不太一样的。And earlier we mentioned, in everyday dialogue, if you want to describe something as too much, you can say too much, or you can say something is over the top. 在日常的口语交流里，如果你想形容某个东西或者是某个人比较夸张，你可以说它是 too much. 你可以用另外一个 phrase, over the top. Over the top 是三个单词 over the top. To describe something or someone as over the top,is also saying they're kind of dramatic. Okay, but I wanted to get back to our original conversation, where too much was describing a movement and not a person or a thing.
那么回到嘉伦和我最一开始的对话里，嘉伦举例子用到的 too much， 当时他是在形容一个动作，而并不是形容人，也并不是形容事情。所以在形容动作的时候，
when we're describing an action or a movement，
与其说 too much， 我们可以说 not so much， 不要那么多。
Another option is to split the difference.
如果我们形容的是一个动作，那么与其说 too much， 或者是说 not so much， 还有一种说法就是 split the difference. Split the difference 也是三个单词连在一起。Split, S-P-L-I-T, the difference 有折中的意思。
For example, if taking four steps to the right is too much,Then splitting the difference would be taking two steps.
比如说，如果向右侧踏出了四步，而这四步就是 too much， 那么我们可以在原地不动和迈出的这四步之间
split the difference. So we move two steps instead of four.
与其踏出去四步，我们可以迈出去两步。
This is called splitting the difference. Another example, if turning 90 degrees is too much, but we still need to turn, then splitting the difference.Would be turning 45 degrees.
如果我们想让对方往右转，但是九十度又太多了，那么 splitting the difference 就是转四十五度。Does that make sense? Are you getting it?
So as you can see, there's so much to be said about these seemingly little words.
其实我们今天遇到的单词可以说是所谓的不起眼的小单词。
They're simple little words, ironically describing something that's too much.
单词虽然简单，可不要小瞧它们，因为短短的两三个单词连在了一起，它的意思可就大不同了。
So I know today's session was a lot, but I hope it's not too much. If you pay attention to what's happening around you, you'll slowly pick up these differences too. Just to recap, we talked about the similarities and differences between too much, not so much, split the difference, extra, excessive, and over the top.So try to mix these into your vocabulary. As they often say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I hope you definitely use these.
英语说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice.
不要忘记练习啊。
拜拜。
拜拜。